I'm WUWM's Angelina Mosier Salazar. President Trump made a campaign stop in the key battleground state of Wisconsin late Saturday evening, marking his seventh trip to the state this year. His visit to the conservative stronghold of Waukesha comes as the state continues to see surging COVID-19 cases. But that did not stop thousands from gathering for the outdoor rally. Some wore masks, but there was little to no regard for the CDC-recommended guideline of social distancing. On the topic of COVID-19, Trump praised the treatment he received for his rapid recovery from the coronavirus.
They gave me Regeneron, and I wake up the next morning and I felt like Superman. I ripped my shirt off. I want to go back!
Trump also talked about his son, 14-year-old Barron Trump. The president credited his son's young and strong immune system for his quick recovery from the virus and seemed to use it as a reason why children should go back to school.
Young, strong immune systems, right? Go back to school. Let's go back to school. No, it's true. He tested positive, and then 15 minutes later, approximately, I said, how's he doing, Doc? He's fine.
In response to the Republicans' visit, the Democratic Party of Wisconsin said in a statement, now Trump visiting Wisconsin will only remind voters of his failed leadership and response to COVID-19, which is tearing through Wisconsin. Both Trump's and Joe Biden's campaign have been ramping up their outreach in the key battleground state ahead of November 3rd, as some polls suggest the state will be won by slim margins, as it was in 2016. Angelina Mosier Salazar, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.